9:06 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. John McCain has been diagnosed. He has a serious brain tumor. That is not good, so prayers go out to him and his family. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, is going to appear voluntarily in front of a Senate Intel Committee. That is supposed to take place on Monday. And we've got plenty more we're going to talk about. But first, and this relates to a big story as well, we've got Art Forgy here from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Art, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob. Thanks for having me. And it's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, for all the cop jokes and donut jokes I've told, you still haven't brought me donuts. So I don't know what the deal is here.
Come
what
on,
I got to do?
Man, what?
I think
you've been talking about food all morning.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I have.
Making everybody hungry in here.
Because I love food.
I can assure you, the next time I come, I'm bringing donuts. Do you
really
have a favorite there?
I love them all. I like the custard-filled, like the Boston cream thing or whatever.
Next time I'm in here, you've got it.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Wow, thanks, Art. See how you do that, Nick?
Bribery will get you everywhere.
Jeez. It was like a big corporate thing. Quit talking about food. Quit asking. It wasn't me, but it was, you know what I mean? It was a company thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, moving right along. So we have this terrible thing that has taken place in Minnesota where a woman calls in a possible rape or some disturbance taking place outside her home at night. She calls back 911, asked again. They said, no, police are on their way. Up there, at least, in that area, they're riding two up, okay? So the driver... that police officer, you know, I guess he's pulling up. They're pulling up without their lights on, which, you know, would be good, I guess, makes sense. Element of surprise. Now, the story as of late, which may have changed, okay, versus what was reported earlier, and you don't know whether the reporting was not right or whether the story's actually changed, but she kind of ran out with her pajamas on out of the shadows, out of the darkness, and maybe kind of startled them. They thought it was a possible ambush. And this Muhammad Noor, who had only been on the force a couple of years, he draws his weapon and shoots out the open window right across his partner, basically, and hits her in the abdomen and kills her. And I know we only have what we know or heard so far, but as a police officer, let me ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. Art, how common is it? A scenario where you're going to roll up without lights on and weapons either drawn or hand on it, ready to go?
Well, first of all, I think the first problem that I see there, and I can assure you at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, we don't train for the passenger to shoot across the driver. And if that's the way that it happened, man, that is just very, very dangerous.
But, yeah, that's what I would think.
You know, we do train for situations, and I'm going to give it in a law enforcement perspective, but you have a very violent crime, a rape being reported, and so those officers are going to pull up probably with their lights off, the element of surprise. Also, rapes are very violent crimes. They're probably going to come out of the car with their guns drawn, but I don't see them firing across the passenger seat to hit someone.
Yeah, that raised a flag for me. I'm not law enforcement, but just the scenario itself is troublesome. And so you've got that scenario now, and we spoke off the air too, and I mentioned this earlier about ambushes have increased. I mean, this, you know, law enforcement is under a greater deal of not just pressure, but actually attack in many situations. So, and up there, it is kind of a you know, it's like a stewing little cauldron up there right now as well. So you think this was also factors that played a part?
Yeah, I think that you can look back to last year or 2 years ago now, I believe, where the officer was filling up his patrol car in Houston and a suspect just walked up and shot him.
Yeah.
And since that was, you know, almost the mark of the start of cops being targets, and you have high-profile shootings in New Orleans and Texas, and you know, that's in the back of every officer's mind that there's a large contingent out there that do not support police and absolutely have no use for the life of a police officer and actually want to do harm. And we see that every day in social media.
But that is part of the job. You are at risk. You do have a target on your back. It's worse than it used to be, I believe. But you know that going in, and so you train for all these scenarios. And that's what I don't understand. And I mean, I hate to see a case of where maybe the training either isn't that good or he didn't do that well in the training, this officer who fired, his gun and shot this woman. Or he panicked and maybe psychologically, maybe he just wasn't cut out for the job. But because he was a Somalian and there are so many in the community and he was the first one to become a police officer, I hope they didn't just promote him and allow him to push through the training, even if he wasn't well suited for it.
I think your workforce in law enforcement should be a direct reflection of the demographics where you work, and so you need to have a little representation of everyone there on the force,
But there's a big but there.
Yeah, the but being they need to be qualified, they need to be vetted, they need to pass the background checks. We're very stringent on ours, and the one thing that I see in this shooting that differs a lot from what might happen here is we've been very transparent and very open here with every shooting that we've been involved with or every incident that we've been involved with, and I think that is a benefit to us, and it shows, that the community that we're trying to be open with them and show them what goes on.
I'm not picking on the Alachua County Sheriff's Office in particular, but in general, I have heard things about, this quota system in different, places, different jurisdictions, maybe being such a powerful thing that they have indeed looked the other way when it comes to some of the standards and the screening, a possible, just a couple of misdemeanor charges. Maybe we could let that go, where maybe the rules were bent a little bit to get somebody who fit more of a reflection of the community they were trying to hire. Are you saying that's never, your understanding is that's never been the case at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, I've never seen us. We hold our employees to a very high standard, and the background that they go to, everything from psychological exams to polygraphs to, physical fitness tests. We when they walk through that door that they've been hired, they are a very qualified, good candidate. And obviously, you can't screen out everything and things are going to happen. But for the most part, every candidate that comes through there and is hired has gone through a rigorous background check and are vetted and very high standards.
Okay. That's interesting. I want to we'll be delving into that in the future, too, because obviously this case is far from over, and so other things might come to light. But I think it's very interesting, and I wondered how that process worked. Of course they're going to claim they never lower the bar, but I wonder if that's absolutely the fact. We'll see, right?
I'd also throw in there that we just got done with a training cycle we go through every summer where the school board, we actually use the elementary or the middle school over in Newberry, and they do all kinds of scenarios, everything from, barricaded subjects to active shooters to, shoot, don't shoot scenarios.
And isn't that exactly what occurred in this incident? As far as we can see, is that this is a shoot, no shoot incident. And your job as a law enforcement officer, you have to immediately assess the threat. It's ongoing from the time you get the call until you see anything at all. And the first thing you see is this woman. We don't know if she rushed up or was previously having a conversation. But the bottom line is shoot, no shoot. That you're trained to say, hey, we can't shoot the lady carrying the groceries across the street,
And I want to throw in there the one thing that's not mentioned here is what kind of information did they receive from their dispatchers? Because our dispatchers here are feeding the officers or deputies as they respond to a call information that they're receiving over the phone about weapons, potential things that may be involved. So, we don't know what the dispatcher was feeding those officers on the way.
Well, that's interesting, too, because the woman called back and then they said, the officers are on the way. I wonder if the dispatcher, and maybe you can speak to this, would just say, hey, why don't you stay on the line because officers are going to be there any minute. And then there would be this real-time thing where the dispatcher could say, hey, the woman who lodged the complaint is coming out.
Yeah, that's and typically that's what we do. We keep the caller on the line so that we can have up-to-date information as they're responding in real time.
Yeah, because the scenario could change.
If the person runs or, like you say, the scenario changes, we have that information instantly.
Yeah, I saw the guy get up and he ran down the street and got in his, Chevy truck, and I didn't quite catch a license, but I know he's going northbound on Main Street or something. Then you guys have that real-time information, and you just, I guess hopefully a chase would ensue or whatever, but... Okay. All right. So it's there's still a lot we don't know. A lot of accidents on I-75. Some really bad stuff, and it seems like it's getting worse. I'm going to ask you about that in Alachua County Sheriff's Office and law enforcement's role in all this coming up. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show, News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I-23 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're in a conversation with Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And Art, right before the break, we're talking about these accidents on I-75. A lot of them involving big rigs and unfortunately RVs. And while it's unfortunate if any of these things are involved, we've had fatalities and all kinds of stuff. It seems like it's happening more often. What's the story on I-75 through our area?
Well, I can tell you that for Alachua County as a whole, traffic fatalities are up 121% this year.
Wow.
121%. So that is a huge total, and it's more people are driving, more people are using handheld devices, more people are distracted, and just flat not paying attention to what they're doing. And speeding, all those factors factor into it. And great opportunity to talk about what Sheriff Darnell is doing. Five deputies that were not funded in the budget last year, she was asking for that funding this year for a traffic unit. And so far, the commissioners have dug their heels in and been resistant. She'll be there again August the 10th to speak to them about the need for a traffic unit and to, get these deputies out working traffic, and let's get that 121% lower.
Well, what's the excuse? Why? I guess it's budgetary issues, but my understanding is the county commission just, hired like 64 positions throughout the county. They hired 64 people, but they can't hire five cops to keep people from dying on our roadways?
Yeah, it's disheartening. As a person in law enforcement, that we're charged with keeping people safe and keeping traffic going, it's disheartening to see that they do not place any value on human life or on traffic
safety.
Well,
that's not – they don't place any value on it. They just value – mosquitoes and green spaces slightly more, but they don't place no value on it.
Yeah, and it's one thing that I'm going to talk about those accidents there on I-75. For example, the latest one a couple of nights ago when the semi hit the Wacahuta overpass. Getting all that traffic off of the interstate, FHP doesn't have enough people to do that. And so we had up to 10 people at one point assisting with getting traffic off of the interstate and helping reroute traffic. And that is thousands and thousands and thousands of cars, a huge undertaking that, if we can be out front on the front end of that and keep traffic calmer and know that there are some repercussions for aggressive driving and speeding and stuff, where we have a traffic unit, we hope we can prevent some of that.
That overpass, so is it sound? Or was some structural damage done? Or I'm sure I know,
yeah,
that's not. I mean,
that's
a DOT thing, but but you guys would know if you had to close it down or whatever.
It's my understanding that damage was very slight and that is not closed, and they're working to fix the slight damage that it sustained.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of, the more I think about it, I think I'm siding with the Alachua County Commissioners, because I think they feel for the taxpayers in this community. And they don't really need a traffic unit, because there are naturally devices that slow down traffic. Like in my neighborhood, they have speed bumps, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's very effective. What else I'm discovering is the not paving roads for 10 or 12 years makes it very uncomfortable to speed on those roads. So I think what the Alachua County Commission is saying is, look, we use potholes to slow down traffic. We don't need more, police on patrols. What do you think?
That definitely seems to be their philosophy. I can tell you if I don't think it would hurt anyone at the Alachua County Sheriff's Office feelings if they just plowed up Interstate 75 and planted grass and the county took it over as a park.
Don't give them any ideas. Are you kidding me? They would.
It would definitely help with our response to traffic.
And there. I'm sure they do it all in the light of day and would just happen to outbid anybody else by, exactly $200.
Yeah.
You just never know.
You never know.
Hey, you guys going to help run Camp McConnell? Maybe some of these police officers, instead of doing traffic duty, can go run the YMCA camp that the county thought was so important that they were going to invest in.
I would hope that the county would reconsider and look at those five traffic officer positions so that people can get to Camp McConnell safely, arrive alive, so that they can get there safely.
They don't think all that much about having resource officers in schools. Sheriff Darnell has to fight for that every year. So what makes us think that there's going to be law enforcement officers going to the camp?
Yeah, it's definitely a priority thing. And, we look at the public safety, the motoring public safety, our citizen safety, and
the reason that taxes were ever instituted anywhere on a local level was for roads, police, and fire, and somehow those seem to be the three that are last in line. What happened here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a twisted sense.
Why'd you
of
let the commies take over, Art? Why didn't you stop them?
I think anybody that has watched those budget meetings has seen the sheriff fight tooth and nail down there for public safety. And there's no better person, that knows about what it is than the sheriff. So,
look, if you let a sheriff do what they want, they would have 5,000 cops and they'll be making $1 million a year. But the other side of the coin is, there are certain needs that have to be met, and public safety is an important one, and you've got traffic deaths up 121% in the community. It's something that needs to be addressed, and the sheriff's just trying to do her part, but the county commission prioritizes, and buying spaces that you're going to have to use more manpower and all that, and what's their excuse? They still have to pave roads and all these other – it's just
And ultimately it hurts in the end, too, because it comes off the tax roll, and that's what funds county government is, the taxes that are paid in on that property.
So I expect you'll be in my corner when it's Bob Rose running for county commission. You're going to be out there supporting me. We got to get rid of some of these folks that have been in there forever that, have these tenements, and rental properties all everywhere. And
I'll be on the back of your Harley with
names.
That flag.
You will?
Yes, yes.
So you're going to ride on the back?
And the box of donuts.
All right, I'm all good with that. Hey, Art, always appreciate it. Thanks for coming in and having some fun.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy being here.
9:30 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget that get out of jail free card, that one you promised me last time. It's 9:30, and we've got much more to talk about, including the CBO and their estimates on health care. It's the end of the world as we know it if they repeal Obamacare. That according to the CBO. Coming up.